Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams happen twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. And as always, if you miss any of them, we have them up at the on the radio.com app. All you got to do is search The Wake Up Call. Tell us about your phone scam today.
Cheryl and Josh are doing some home improvements for their home, and Cheryl emailed me and wanted me to phone scam her husband, Josh. So I am calling as one of the architects bidding for one of their home improvement projects, and the only problem is that Josh quickly discovers that my only experience that I have is building play zones for McDonald's.
Okay.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
I'm looking for Josh.
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Josh. My name's Raul Labrador. I spoke with your wife, Cheryl, about remodeling your home. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Good. I just wanted to run over some of the ideas that I ran over with her and see if any of this is interesting enough for you that you would be, interested in hiring me for the job, okay? Your wife, she said that you guys were looking for something a little bit more off the beaten path, like avant-garde or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's right up my alley. It's what I love to do. I like to consider myself more of an artist than an architect. Does that make sense? Like an artistic geek.
Yeah, totally.
Architist. How about that one? Architist.
Oh, you mean like, are you combining architect and artist?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay. What were you thinking
architist
for the kitchen?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Okay, so first thing that we wanted to do was brightly colored hamster tunnels going from room to room. Something that you could crawl through. So that if you don't want to, let's say, just make a walk into the dining room like normal people do, boring, what if instead you crawled through an enlarged for adult-sized hamster tunnel that would take you into it? Think about how dramatic it would be if you have a dinner party and as your guests are sitting there waiting for you to arrive, you, instead of just walking in holding whatever turkey you made, you instead come down a spiral slide. Now,
yeah,
before
okay.
you, before, Look. hold on. This is something that only I have come up with, okay? This is a Raul original. And it's called a ball pit kitchen. And what we do is we sink the floor of your kitchen probably 3 to 4 feet and we fill it with balls, much like you'd find in a ball pit. Basically, it's a ball pit. But what it is it's also your kitchen. So you would be able to still prepare food. We would lower everything. But think of how much fun that would be. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I think that it's pretty clear that you don't know what you're doing, Raul, so I think I'm good.
No, I probably, at this point, 11 years of experience doing this.
Doing what?
Full disclosure, all of my architect experience does come from the building McDonald's play zones. That is a fact that I probably should have led with. I got hung up on what I should call myself. Which I'm starting to think artist tech.
And look, I don't have time for you to find your title, okay?
I'm sorry.
It is very clear that you are not an architect who works with homes. So
well,
I don't think we're going to need your services, Raul.
Okay, well, Josh, hold on. So basically, I'm not yet. Okay, I have 11 years of building McDonald's play zones experiences, but I want to break into houses, and I think that if you trust me on this,
I don't.
I will wow you. Of what? Okay. Well, which one of those ideas are do you like the most?
There is not an idea that I can the most. All of them are awful.
Wow. Okay. That hurt.
I mean, I don't want to hurt your feelings, bro. But like, you're a stranger pitching me a ball pit in my home. What do you What do you expect from that, dude?
I know. You're right. I'm just.
It's not even sanitary.
And as an artist tech, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, so I apologize about that. Me and Cheryl, I guess, did not really understand each other very well, or you and Cheryl have very different visions
also,
for what you like for your house.
Please don't talk to my wife anymore, because that's
Well, she reached out to
weird.
Me, sir.
I don't know.
She reached out to me.
Clearly, she thought you were somebody who you're not. So thank you for the offer, but we're going to go in a different direction.
Well, it won't be as fun, that's for sure. And one more thing before I go. Josh, none of this has been real. This is Gavin from a morning radio show called The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Your wife, Cheryl, does listen to that show, and she emailed me and asked me to phone scam you. It's a prank phone call. So none of this has been real.
Okay. You had me feeling bad for you.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.